That right there was John Southworth, the track Ode to the Morning Sky, and that is from his brand new double album called Niagara. And great idea behind this record. One of the records is based on the American side of Niagara Falls, and the other one is on the Canadian side. So yeah, it's a double LP, and the Canadian side is more expansive songs. And the American side is more kind of tight and in-your-face, sparkly stuff. I'm just making up words, but yeah, that's kind of the idea behind the project. And I had the great luck and pleasure of seeing that fellow perform this last weekend on Valentine's Day at the Western Front here in Vancouver, and he played two sets of music. John Southworth did. He, on his first set, was accompanied by some of the greatest jazz and classical musicians here in Vancouver, including Jesse Zubot on the violin, J.P. Carter on the trumpet, a whole bunch of other great people. It was really a crazy orchestral music, and John Southworth's vocals on that set, at least, were very very experimental. He's telling this surreal story about Easterween, I suppose, a meeting between Easter and Halloween when everything gets flipped upside down and this phantasmagorical reality. And then on his second set, he played songs from this record, this newest record of his, Niagara, and he's backed by a band from Toronto, and that's where he's based. He's originally from the UK. But yes, so this fellow, his new record, Niagara, was rated the number one record of the year in Rolling Stone, Germany. So in the American Rolling Stone, the main one, I don't think he got too much attention. Maybe he got a review, but yeah, in Germany, Rolling Stone, not sure how big of a publication that is, but yeah, he's got some very good honors, and the press just seems to love John Southworth. Really a really cool mix of experimental music with catchy little tracks like that one. And yeah, I have a feeling a little bit underappreciated, a bit of an underdog musician, but that's his 11th album. Anyway, so yeah, you can find his music online. He's on Tin Angel Records, John Southworth. And yeah, before that we heard some Zamrock, as in some classic rock from Zambia, right in the middle of southern Africa. And that was Chrissy Zebitembo with the track Fisherman. And yeah, I played a bunch of his songs over the years. And nothing quite like the fuzz on that Zambian rock music. That's very specific tone of fuzz. Can't describe it, but yeah, fuzzy Zamrock there. And before that, we heard a medieval/world music group from Prague, and they're called Bragas, B-R-A, big A, G-A-S. And the track was Rampilado y Corso della Terrasco. Sounds Italian. I don't know if it is. Yeah, there you go. So four lovely ladies playing ancient instruments and singing along. And before that, we heard some rock and roll from Uruguay, the year 1970, El Sindicato, the track Tren de Ratones. And next, I'm going to play something else, seeing as I just played an artist that I saw at the Western Front. Well, next month, there's another great show. And, you know, the Western Front is this amazing art society right in the heart of Mount Pleasant, Vancouver, Scotia and 8th Avenue. And I'm always, whenever I can, I'm repping that place because it's some of the greatest music in the city. And I don't want it to necessarily sell out and be completely full so I can't go see shows there anymore. But, you know, anyone who's listening to this show, well, you're my friends. And I just want to share some great stuff going on there. And so in a month, just over a month, there is a festival called Voice Over Mind Festival taking place at the Western Front, and it is the world's most unusual and extreme vocalists. So yeah, these curators at the Western Front are always bringing top-notch musicians that are not necessarily huge names. And yeah, the thing about the best musicians on the planet, they're somehow not famous. It's really weird, but seemingly always true. And yeah, some some very experimental vocalists coming to town and putting on workshops and performances. So one of the men is Adachi Tomomi from Japan, and he is not only performing on March 21st, he is also doing a workshop, a vocal workshop, on March 18th. And they're all taking place at the Western Front. And he's actually invented his own instrument. It looks kind of like a Nintendo joystick that when you push buttons, it does weird things to your voice, manipulations and stuff. And yeah. Maybe if I can swing such a thing, I'll even have him on the show. We'll see. So Adachi Tomomi, part of the Voice Over Mind Festival. And if you can think a month ahead, well, I would highly recommend checking out something going on during that festival. And I'm going to play a track of his just to give you a little taste of what this fellow's up to. And this is from a 2003 record called Yo, Y-O. And Adachi Tomomi Royal Chorus is the name of this project. So yeah, this is called Yo. I don't know if it means like a slang way of saying hello. Maybe it means something else in Japanese, but either way, this is some far out stuff. Moyo, 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 moyo,
yo, 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 Tout va. repars. Je mets la radio. Et là, qu'est-ce que j'entends? Un débat.
Un débat.
Oh là là. Il y en a qui disent que les motos, ça va plus vite. Ils ont bien tort, car quand il pleut, ils sont mouillés. Et dans mon auto, moi, s'il fait froid, j'ai toujours chaud. La place comme un car,
ça va.
Je conduis le moto, c'est un Tesla. Je claque sur le coup.
Ça va,
ça va, ça va.
Oh yes, this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the very pinnacle, the summit, the zenith of Burnaby Mountain. That's right. And you just heard Carl Zero with Sava Ava. Or maybe that's a typo on, yeah, Sava Sava makes more sense. Songs for Cabriolet and Otros Tipos de Vehiculos. Okay, so kind of a zany character, song about life being good as long as you're driving your car. Maybe somebody's driving their car right now. Enjoy that track. And okay, before that we heard the Warsaw Afrobeat Orchestra, and the track I played was called Only Now from their brand new upcoming record coming out March 3rd from Costa Mesa, California. Yeah, some quite tame Afrobeat, but yeah, it's still Afrobeat. Yes, okay. Before that, we heard the Adachi Tomomi Royal Chorus. Yo, 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 yo. That's the song, yo. So, just vocals on that one, a whole chorus of people saying yo. Hope you enjoyed that one. And coming up very soon, a Black History Month special. And music from across Africa from many different peoples. And yeah, that's coming up very, very, very shortly. So just a couple more tracks before that will happen. And next I'm going to play some brand new indie hip-hop from Minnesota. Yes, the hotbed. But actually there's quite a few good bands, or musicians at least, from Minnesota. You got Idea, who sadly passed away a few years ago. And then you got Slug from Atmosphere and the whole Rhymesayers crew, which I believe is from Minneapolis. Anywho, this is a group called Doomtree, which is one word, and their new record, All Hands. They're a collective, there's a bunch of them, and I'm going to play a track here called The Bends. May or may not be a Radiohead cover. Doomtree on Wandering Rhythms.
Silver bullets, high noon all day with these assholes. How soon is too soon to pull it when I doubt they count their paces at all. So fly, we took a bullet in the wax wing. So high, but didn't get the chance to melt. So tight, how when he came down, didn't even look scared. Just eased on back into the belt.
Oh, probably ain't another way.
The woods are deep, fucking A, them woods are deep. I was drinking that cheap shit to fall asleep. And really solely to hold my feet, cause these days I've been taking that heavy so lightly that I might float away completely. Am I psyche? I'm the natural man in a Black Friday stampede. LED, murder spree for cheap. And the video screen, World Star War Z. Feeling dirty, but feeling so good, I just smile at the thieves. Fold up a note in the breeze, cause I got a few miles to go before I concede.
But you gotta wait for a lot of aid though. And I'm not amazed or amazed by the raising your payroll. Ergo silence the offers. High wild walkers, child actors. Ain't buying for your father, figure father, honor off. We out of time, you're in a line, little fucker. Taught line from the dark to the Oscars.
And I'm reading like a Rorschach. Hiding lines in my pantomime, allegory in a smirk. But my eyes won't take you. My moves through that work, a nonverbal creep. Where the OGs weep. Slide, slip, test glide. Connect like, catch a wreck like, R-E-S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N. From the west side, now we're strong in the Midwest in my own nation. Got a fam and we crewed up in sub-plans, no subjugation. With the wings and the chops, with the beans in the pot. Like the seeds to the crop, don't tree, no kings, get the top. Head them off at the neck, better off dead, dead them all. Better than them, you right forever type shit.
And transformed these abstract, complex feelings. I just don't know how to handle them. Should I throw oil on one of these moves? But which one? The joy peak, humor peak, frustration peak, anything peak. Clarity. Maybe he will come out of this. habitual.